is far too many questions to ask. Do I answer any of them tonight? For I wear too many masks to tell if any of them are wrong or right. And confusion casts a shadow upon me like a great big cloud in the sky. And now, oh, I pray for rain, 'cause it's been so long since I let myself cry. For so long I sing this sad old song, and it feels like my time is up. For she came and landed in my arms, and she filled my half-empty cup. Yeah, she filled my half-empty cup. A brand new day, the sunrise over sea, no longer my cup half empty, 'cause there you are, you and your mom in the front of me. In front of me. And now I look up above me, and I think that great old God in the sky, for telling me my cup ain't half empty. Took my little girl to show me why. For so long I sing this sad old song, and it feels like my time is up. For she came and landed in my arms, and she filled my half-empty cup. Yeah, she filled my half-empty cup. Oh, there you are, right in front of me, a brand new day. Sunrise over sea, peaches and cream to me, you and your mom and around me, peaches and a cream go rachon da da. Jadoma jata tare, rompompareo, oh, I know this, oh, I
I was always kind of one who'd like to consider myself kind of a pioneer of the palate, a restaurateur, if you will. I've wined, dined, sipped, and supped in some of the most demonstrably Beamer epitomable bistros in the Los Angeles metropolitan region. Yeah, I've had strange-looking patty melts at Norm's. I've had dangerous veal cutlets with the copper penny. Well, what you get is a breaded Salisbury steak and a shake and bake and topped with a provocative sauce of Velveeta and half and half. Smothered with Campbell's tomato soup. You see, I had kind of a... Well, I ordered my veal cutlet, Christ, it left the plate and it walked down the end of the counter. Waitress named Irene, boy, she wearing those rhinestone glasses with a little pearl thing clip on a sweater. My veal cutlet come down, try to beat the shit out of my cup of coffee, but coffee just wasn't strong enough to defend itself. Nighthawks at the diner, Emma's 49er. There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee urn tonight. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs, now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, a coffee and a roll. Hash browns are what easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade, it's a late shit masquerade. And it's two for a quarter, dime for a dance. Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings. Now the waitress sings. Eggs and sausage, cider toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over here. In a bowl, burgers and fries, what kind of pie? Section offers no direction. It's a cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory, I pen 86th from your ski. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls. Eggs and sausage. Now a side of toast. Coffee and a roll. Hash browns over either. Chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. Now what kind of pie? Alamo, if you will. Just come in and join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Had some time to kill. Just come in and join the crowd. Cause I had some time to kill.
don't you put it in the blender and get real gone? Put it on frappe. That's my favorite setting.
For Jerome and the Free Valley Worldwide, GulchRadio.com with James Brown and Mother Popcorn from 1970's Sex Machine, Dred Zeppelin and Stir It Up before that. Also Tom Waits. We heard one from Nighthawks at the Diner with Eggs and Sausage. Starting us off was John Butler Trio from Sunrise Over Sea. We heard Peaches and Cream. You may notice there is a food theme going on. Yes, it's the special What's Up Wednesday Thanksgiving edition 2012. Let's continue to whet our appetite for tomorrow's feastening with Reverend Horton Heat. Here is Eat Steak.
Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
mignon. Eat me, eat me, eat it all day long. Eat a few T-bones till you get your fill. Eat a New York cut hot off the grill. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one here? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meeting when I'm in the mood. Eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes moo. Cows in the slaughterhouse yard, gotta hit them in the head, gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up, throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup. Saw a big brave steer standing right over there, so I rustled up a fire, cooked a medium rare. Barbecued his brisket, roasted his rump, fed my dog to the brave steer's hump. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one here? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the
what I mean. All through the week it's quiet as a mouse, and on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission. You a cook, a waiter, or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my bud and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Grandpa Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a nice little miss said, "Come in, please." Before we could even bat an eye, we was right in the middle of a big beef fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life. Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife. Old in the corner was a beat up grand, being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of these folks wore expensive rock, some of them had on Bobby socks. Everybody was nice and high at particular Saturday night big ride. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my bud and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. Now we're thinking we could get a good place to play, but the party was already on the way. All of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody lay straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared, I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking, it was rocking. I never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. I never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottle was flying and the fish was smelling. Way up above all the noise they made, somebody holler, "You better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had it locked off from the front to the back. They was putting us in the wagon like potato sack. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such stumbling and shouting till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. I never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had that same spot of sand. I tried to crawl on a bathtub when that policeman said, "Where you going there, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire. They put us all in that black morale. They might have missed a beautiful view, but they got for me and my buddy too. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Well, we're headed for jail in a dazed condition. The book these wanted was on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. If you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such jumping, jumping till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
The Gulch.
The Gulch.
The Gulch.
The Gulch.
AM 1670.
My favorite radio station.
The Gulch.
The Gulch.
GulchRadio.com.
KCRJ, Jerome, Arizona.
Gulch Radio.
Well, I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual happened on that day. The church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, "I have one more thing to say, children, before you think of leaving. You better think about the judgment day." Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, "Now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day." Now, everyone was getting so hungry. Old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out, and the young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. So I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir, and I begged them, "Brothers, sisters, help me please." I said, "When I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hand, won't you please join with me together and praise the Lord, I have a plan." And the preacher, he kept preaching, "Long is the struggle, hard to fight." And I prayed, "Father, please forgive me." And then I stood up and with all my might I sang, "To the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord that praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go." Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hands, and then joined with me the choir. Said, "Every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord that praises be. It's time for dinner. stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. For everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. And the preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
And the mama's in the kitchen. She's been there all day. I know she's cooking something.
Children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing,
to the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says.
No. the love you bring is full of fire. Being close to you is my desire. Yeah, baby, can't get enough of your sweet love. I just want some more. I want some more. I want some more.
I want get him.
I want some more. I want listen. All of the love. All of the love. I wanna do strange things to your baby.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Right now. Things that I never wanted to do before. I tell the truth.
I think you turned me out.
Listen, for example.
Tell the truth.
I wanna kiss you. About 90 days. A whole lot of other freakish things, baby. On this record, I wouldn't dare to say. But I just like to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Johnny Guitar Watson, I want to thank you from 1977's Real Mother for Ya. This is the Thanksgiving episode of What's Up Wednesday. Just before that, Lyle Lovett doing one from Joshua Judges Ruth. We heard a church, and I think that's Francine Reed on there singing in the background with him. Buddy Guy before that, Saturday Night Fish Fry from 1998's Heavy Love. And we started off with one from Reverend Horton Heat. Off Smoke 'em If You Got 'em, we heard Eat Steak. And if you are a carnivore, you might enjoy tomorrow night's show at the Spirit Room. It is Tryptophan Dango, 7 o'clock. And it says on the ad, it's a Dog of the Moon presentation. So I'm not sure if Moondog has the full band back together or what. But Moondog is hosting that affair at the Spirit Room tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Back to more of What's Up Wednesday now with Bessie Smith. Here is Give Me a Pig Foot.
Country fire. Tired of gasping for a bit of fresh air in your musical world? Try a swig of Gulp Radio. It refreshes. GulpRadio.com.
You know about this story? Why, when does it stop? I guess six African-American Secret Service agents assigned to guard the President of the United States refused service at a Denny's restaurant in Maryland. Now, Denny insists they don't discriminate, but still, you know, you gotta wonder when that chef's hat is pointed, you know? Everybody's sitting around eating that Grand Clan breakfast. You know, you gotta get a little suspicious. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Here tonight, enjoying themselves in spite of the cover charge. If you can spare a minute from your merrymaking, I'd like to have the pleasure of introducing the greatest living master of jungle music. We'll be right back.
Ghost Town Radio with Professor Longhair from 1980's Crawfish Fiesta. We heard Red Beans, Buckshot LaFunk in front of that with Breakfast at Denny's. Also Bob Dylan off Nashville Skyline. We heard Country Pie, and Bessie Smith started us off as we went all the way back to 1933 for Give Me a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer. If you'd like to start your day off with a pigfoot and a bottle of beer, you might also enjoy the Rick and Roll Show Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 a.m. here on Gulch Radio. More info on the website, gulchradio.com, as we cruise into Thanksgiving Classic. No matter who you are, you got to play this one on Thanksgiving or near Thanksgiving. It's one of the few remaining FCC regulations. Here is Arlo Guthrie on the Gulch.